Tell me what you teenagers like to do in free time.
Okay. I have to say that we from Scientificum High School of Alcamo, during the week, during the school days, we don't have so time because we have to study, but because it's a very good school. But when we have free time, I, for example, do some sports because I like, for example, playing football. I know that Anna, she dance, yeah? And Alessio, for example, likes reading.
Yeah.
For example, on Saturday, Saturday evening, we go out, we go in our square. The name is Chullo Square. It's very big square in confront, I don't know, Breslav, for example.
But Chullo, it was a historian person?
Yeah. Chullo is a famous Italian poet. Yeah, we don't know exactly where he was from, but because of his surname is Chullo d'Alcamo, we think he was from Alcamo. So our square is dedicated to him. We meet in this square, in Chullo Square, and we enjoy the time, so...
A lot of tourists come to visit Sicily, especially now in the summer. Do you have any recommendation or maybe something about food? What is typical of your island?
Yeah, I think Sicily is a very nice place for summer, for tourists, because the sea, you know, Sicily is an island and the sea is very good. We have a lot of famous Caletto Grove.
Bays
in Sicily. Also, we have a lot of culture because Sicily was dominated by a lot of different population in all history. For example, we had Arabs, we had Normans. So because of that reason in Sicily, we have a lot of different architecture style. We have a lot of different structures. We have a lot of art. So I think Sicily, yes, is a very touristic place.
And beautiful heritage.
Yeah.
What about food from Sicily? Anna?
I wanted to say something about the beach. Really near to Alcamo, we have like a very long coast, a really long beach. In a small city named Alcamo Marina, it's like the part of the city where we spend our summer. It's like a long beach with house, like in the beach, and it's very full of young people, full of families who go there for vacation, of pub, bar. It's a very good place, I think.
Mm-hmm. I see in the photos and I would like to be on my holidays now. Okay, guys, thank you so much. Is there anything that you would like to share in conclusion about this project, maybe about Wrocław? What new have you learned and would you like to come back?
It was like a really good experience. I think one of the best experiences in my life. I mean, the Erasmus Plus and so this twinning with Wrocław. I learned a lot of things. This new culture, I've never seen that. This part of Poland, I mean, Poland is big, it has also a really big history, so I've seen only this little part of that, and maybe in the future I can, like, I don't know, explore the eastern part, because I think history there is really good, you know, like Second World War and things like that. It was pretty cool also to meet the Polish guys and learn things from them, also obviously practice English, and learn also some Polish, but not much. I mean, it's funny.
What have you learned?
The basic names, some foods, and like the formulas you use when you meet people, like hello and I'm sorry and...
Tell me, po polsku.
In po polsku, nie mówię po polsku, but like Błażej, shout out to Błażej, my Polish guy, told me how to say also with Duolingo, the application that's really, really useful. Some like words. I know that thank you is dziękuję. Like, I'm sorry is przepraszam. Okay. Proszę is prego in Italian. And then what we got? Dzięki is like thanks, only thanks. Okay. And then like all the names like mężczyzna and kobieta and chłopiec. i dziewczynka, i jabłko, i chleb, i mleko, i also like some foods from Poland, but I don't remember the name because they are really long. And what else? Like ja, ty, on, ona, mi, vi, maybe it's, I don't know, like the Y. It's like a strange pronunciation, like an Italian E, something like that. And like one, oni. Yeah, okay, so like the pronouns. What else? What else? What else?
It's quite a lot. Bardzo dużo. Jak na cztery dni w Polsce, proszę państwa.
And I think sheds. Sheds.
Cześć.
Cześć. Cześć. Cześć. Cześć. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Do widzenia. Do widzenia. Yeah.